Support that with a pledge now. The phone number is 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. KPFT exists because of people just like you. Please call now, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Thank you for your support of independent, community-based Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
Edition of Think Wing Radio here on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, or variously 89.5 in Galveston, 90.3 in the Goodrich-Livingston area, and 91.9 in Huntsville. And with our new transmitter, frankly, I'm not sure how far we reach on 90.1, but if you call and let us know if you can hear far away on 90.1, that would be great. And also, I almost hate to mention it, we're doing fundraising, but while it would be great if you helped us raise funds, I would also simply be interested in knowing how far away we are reaching. And Egberto, you had something?
Yeah, Mike, you were asking earlier if we get to College Station or not. So I want to ask some folks in College Station, can you give us a call? Let us know that you're receiving our signal in College Station.
We're not.
At the same time.
Well, of course, if they're not, they're not going
right.
to call.
But at the same time, call in from College Station because we want to be over there, and Mike needs to bring those numbers in. 713-526-5738.
And it looks like the wife will be up there quite a bit starting late this year, early next year. So I'm going to have a family investment in the Bryan College Station area. We'll probably touch on that from time to time. Okay, so much stuff to talk about. I honest to gosh don't know where to begin. There's Syria, Turkey, Russia, NATO, and Iran. Oh my. I've actually been provoked into looking into Common Core. What is it? And there's other stuff. So first I will say that we are doing fundraising. I know it seems like it was only yesterday. Actually, it was yesterday that we were doing fundraising. However, we are asking you to please help us out. Actually, our funding is not 90% from listeners like you. The last I heard, it was 100% from listeners like you. Currently, we are not getting grants. We might get a few percent from Pacifica, but it's pretty much 100% from you guys. So 713-526-5738 is the number to call to help KPFT, your true First Amendment free speech radio in metropolitan Houston. Okay, so just briefly, we're going to touch on the thousand-year rainstorm that they got in South Carolina. It says in some places they got a foot of rain. Here, don't we sometimes get like a meter of rain when we have heavy storms? It seems to me like we've gotten like a foot an hour. An inch an hour, I guess, is what we sometimes get. But we sometimes get like 24 hours of that. So anyway, here's a thing that crossed my mind. And I mean, with all due respect to the unfortunate people on the East Coast and the Carolinas who have been displaced from their homes, I have been displaced from my home. So I say this with all due respect, but you have to know that there is a tiny number of people in that part of the country who think that the reason that they got this rainstorm is because God smote them for removing the Confederate flag from the South Carolina Capitol. You have to know that there is a small number of people who are whispering that. Just saying. Today, on a totally different note, today was the last day that you could register to vote. If you are not registered to vote, today was the last day to register. I am going to make a public apology that I have not noted this earlier. Just snuck up on me. When you're old, man, time flies. And this just kind of snuck up on me. Apparently, the election is only 31 days away. And you have to register 30 days out from the election. So that makes today the last day you can register. Now, early voting is going to start on October 19th and will run through October 26th. If you live in Harris County, you can go to harrisvotes.com. Harrisvotes is one word, harrisvotes.com, and it will tell you what the ballot is. It will tell you what propositions are on the ballot, who's running. I mean, we have city council people and mayor running. This is not a trivial election for us. It'll also tell you the hours for early voting, the locations for early voting. I strongly advocate that if you're going to vote, please vote. If you're going to vote, vote early. It's fast. It's easy. You don't have to find your precinct. You just go any place that's doing early voting. It is absolutely the way to go. So early voting starts on the 19th through the 26th. You can also go to the Secretary of State. I didn't have time to actually do a proper blog post for the show. I'm going to be putting on links. But the Secretary of State, which is sos.state.tex, you can also get voting information there. You can go to the Harris County Tax Office, which is hctax.net, and you can actually go to a link there which will allow you to see if you are registered or if you have a problem with your registration. I was actually looking up some folks, and I found somebody whose name was misspelled, and that could get interesting. So I want to make a point about voting. I mean, I talk a lot on this show about how important it is to vote, about how if your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't try so hard to suppress it. You have three kinds of elections in this country, generically speaking. You have presidential elections, which are every 4 years. You have off-year elections, which are every 2 years. On a federal level, that's when you elect your House of Representatives every 2 years. Sometimes it overlaps with the presidential, sometimes it doesn't. And then the third category is what they call the off-year election. This election that's coming up in 30 days is an off-year election. Because of that, it's very likely the turnout will be under 15% of eligible voters. This is how it kind of works. Presidential elections, now I'm talking Texas and to some extent the United States, but Texas has a terrible turnout record. Presidential elections in Texas usually get about 50% of eligible voters. So-called off-year elections, which are the congressional elections, get maybe about 30-35% of eligible voters. The so-called off-year elections, you're lucky if you get 15 or 20%. It's very often 10 to 15% of eligible voters. Let me tell you how trivial this election is. And I say that totally meaning it's not trivial. We're going to be electing a mayor. We're going to be electing a city council. We're going to be electing a lot of local representatives, lower level offices, judges and school boards and stuff like that. It is actually a fact. This is true here, and it's true in many other states. This election, a so-called off-year election, is actually for you, for your life, your family, your neighbors, your neighborhood. This is a more important election than the presidential election. This election will have more impact on your everyday life, your property taxes, your flood control, your sales tax, your infrastructure improvements, your roads, your parking, everything, highways. This election is more important to your everyday life than the presidential election. So I absolutely urge you, I go beyond encouraging you, I urge you to seriously make an effort to vote and to do it early voting. Now, Egberto has apparently some good news.
Yeah, Mike, I think you have some good news, and Shannon is going to be telling us about that good news in very short order, as in like right now. Shannon, you are on the air.
Hello, hello. We have a few people to thank.
Oh, a few. I like
that. Yes, we do. We have Mason. He wants to dedicate his donation to Jenny Sue. And he's a first-time donor, so thank you for that. And
really appreciate that.
We have Barbara to thank out there. She helped carry us. So we're about halfway through our show.
Wow.
I mean, halfway through what we're raised.
That's great.
Yeah, and we also had some donations that went to your friends right before, the hour before, for Queer Voices.
Great.
Yes, Pride and Joy Antiques. I wanted to get the chance to tell them thank you on the air for that very generous donation. But, yes, we would like to hear from listeners just like you, people that tune in to hear conversations, discussions about anything and everything.
Yeah, on this show, that's the truth.
You know, and it reflects the diversity of our community because you're so open and, you know, you have such a divergent areas of for conversation of all kinds.
I should call myself the smorgasbord.
You can. You really can. But yes, we have shows for everything. So what's beautiful is the freedom of speech to be able to talk about what you desire.
And
that's
fact,
what you get, Mike.
And the fact that this radio station is not beholden to corporate masters.
Yes.
Or political masters. We have an amazing amount of latitude here, not to mention diversity. I've mentioned on the air, I have gone to our show archive, which is sort of a 60-day rotating thing. You can download many of the shows, by the way. And we have almost 120 shows. I think my count was like 112, something like that, between FM and HD1 and HD3. We have something like 112 unique titles. So the point I make is if you have a show that runs 5 days a week, that's still only one title. And we have 112 of those. And they run the gamut. English language, Spanish language, politics, culture, environment, religion. I can't even think of all the categories. Every time I try to, my mind blanks because it just boggles. And we need your support to stay on the air. I mean, this is like a no-joke thing. It costs $150 an hour to stay on the air, even though most of the people here are volunteer. Right now, me, Egberto, Shannon, we're all volunteers. People on the phone are volunteers. Bob on the phone is a volunteer. I think Bobby is out there as well.
He's been helping.
Bobby is staff, but being on the phones is not part of his job description, but he's there.
I'm staff officially, but that's during the day.
Underpaid staff.
You put me in a funny position there.
Well, that's because being underpaid is highly amusing.
But we are so happy to have your ears and to be able to answer questions meant for you and, you know, provide you with the programming you desire. So if you enjoy having that kind of freedom of the airwaves, please call 713-526-5738 or pledge online at kpft.org. And I believe Bob himself is giving a special donation to your show.
Ooh, thank you, Bob.
Yes, yes, he believes in it too.
I'm just kind of almost blushing here. This is
so
wonderful.
Is he.
But his skin is paler than mine. It shows more. I'm more olive complected. Anyway. Just now, I will give out the number one more time, 713-526-5738. If you're driving, just call the number. You don't have to dig out a credit card or anything. Just call us. We'll work out a very simple way for you to provide us your information and how to pay later. And it's very easy, 713-526-5738. Okay, so we've covered voting. We've covered the Confederate flag in South Carolina and the rainstorm it caused. The Middle East. Oh, my God. The Middle East. Here's an interesting thing. You know, we've got now Turkey. Turkey, I think, is like the worst ally ever First, they wouldn't let the United States and NATO allies use their airfields. And then when they decided that they had a dog in the fight and they let the U.S. and NATO use their airfields, the first thing they do is primarily go out and bomb our strongest allies, the Kurds. Now, understand, the Kurdish situation in that part of the world is really, really complicated. And I'm not saying it isn't. But, you know, you pick your enemies kind of one at a time. And it's like if you want to destroy one enemy, I just can't see the strategic interest in destroying that enemy's most effective opponent. Just, you know. But here's an interesting thing, and I suspect this is something that you will not hear discussed much because it just isn't. You look at ISIL, ISIS, whatever you want to call it, al-Daesh. They are a millennial form of Islam. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about the equivalent of some of the Christian sects, and there are some Jewish sects as well, probably in other religions too, that believe that there are certain points in time when the end of the world can come and everyone goes to Nirvana or Valhalla or the right hand of Jesus or whatever their particular area of belief is. Al-Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, they are a millennial form of Islam. There were a couple of very interesting articles, long pieces, I have links to them on my website, that talked about what ISIS wants. And the conclusion, and the article had a lot to sort of support this conclusion, is that what they want is to cause Armageddon. They have an equivalent belief to Armageddon, where all the world's good and evil forces will come to a final cataclysm of war, which will bring about the end of time and the beginning of heaven on earth. Now, we have Russia, who is now sort of on Bashar Assad's side. And apparently, the Russian planes have been bombing groups that are sort of allied with the anti-Assad forces. You have a couple of Russian jets apparently over the last several days have briefly crossed over into Turkish airspace. Now, of course, what makes this important, Turkey has made it very plain that any unauthorized aircraft that crosses into its airspace is at risk of being shot down. They shot down a Syrian jet a couple of years ago. At least one that I can recall. When you have the NATO agreement, which is a mutual support pact, a mutual defense pact, in theory, if a Russian jet crosses into Turkey, if Turkey shoots it down, which it's within its rights to do, doesn't have to warn it off, and they've been warned, if Russia were to then retaliate with any kind of an incursion or attack or artillery strike or something like that into Turkey, technically, Turkey could then invoke the NATO Mutual Defense Clause and bring the entire NATO alliance into a war, essentially with Russia and Assad. But here's the thing. This is exactly what ISIL's ideology wants. This is why they do what they do, and this is why they do it the way they do it. They not only are an extremist fundamentalist flavor of Islam, they are a millennialist extremist version of Islam. So in a sense, the world, both the Western world and now increasingly the Eastern world, the world is sort of slowly nudging toward what may in fact be their goal, which would be all of the world's nations coming together in that part of the world to have a final cataclysmic war. Whether it would be a final cataclysmic war or just a really cataclysmic war that we would have to recover from, you know, like Mad Max, I don't know. But this is interesting, scary. This is really interesting, scary. This is stuff that we really have to keep an eye on and think about. And by electing intelligent, educated, worldly leaders, people who understand stuff, just stuff, people who understand stuff. We need to elect those kinds of people at all levels of government, because our government ultimately determines the fate of our nation, starting from the bottom up as well as from the top down. But the bottom up, really, that's how most political movements start, is from the bottom up, which is why even in an off year election, your vote probably matters more this November than it will perhaps 2 years from now or a year from now. So, Middle East, crazy, scary. You know, they should almost make a movie, I Know Who You Bombed Last Summer. No? Horror movie? I can't hear you. What was that, Egberto?
That is terrible.
It is.
It is terrible. We don't need names.
Is it like terrible that. Just because it's a bad idea, or is it terrible because it makes light of a serious situation?
Actually, both.
but isn't that what humor is supposed to do? Is hopefully, if it's successful, which this may easily not have been, should make light, allow us to find a way to laugh at the bizarreness of reality.
Technically speaking, when it comes to jokes, I think you're absolutely right about that. It's just
not this joke.
Just on this subject, I think things are so in flux and screwed up that I would be very, very concerned in any kind of jokes. I mean, I don't even know what to joke about, to be honest with you, Mike.
Can you imagine having to do something like The Daily Show every day when you have mass shootings, you have Russian bombings, you have terrorist attacks, and every day they have to make you laugh?
The new guy didn't come at the right time. What's his name?
Trevor Noah.
Yeah. Poor thing. He came at the wrong time.
There is no right time to replace Jon Stewart. I'm sorry. Anybody who replaces Jon Stewart, there is no right time.
I mean, he's doing a very good job.
He's still okay for a newbie.
Yeah, for a newbie. I mean, that's how Stewart was when he started as well.
Sure.
He wasn't very funny.
Well, you know, when I started on the radio, I was much clumsier than I am now. I like to feel that I've kind of gotten really comfortable with all you folks out there, and I feel like I can relax and sort of be myself, for better or worse. Usually better, sometimes worse.
No, I think it's usually better.
Mostly better. And, you know, we have to give Trevor time. He may or may not grow into the job, and if he doesn't grow into the job, I'm sure he'll be replaced in a season or two. And if he does grow into the job, goody.
Well, actually, I think he's going to grow into the job for one specific reason. He brings a new dimension to that.
He does.
And you notice some of the international, how he was able to bring the international joke to Trump. Something that probably would have gone past.
Yes, Trump, it would make a great African leader.
Yes.
I think you're right. I think that he brings a number of new perspectives. You know, Jon Stewart, aside from just being plain old brilliant, the fact that he was Jewish, the fact that he was of relatively short stature, he was able to sort of look at the world as someone who was literally often looked down upon, and figuratively. And I think what Trevor Noah brings, having seen a few of the shows, I think that his mixed race parentage gives him a certain rare perspective. The fact that he is South African, the fact that he is African, the fact that he is not a U.S. citizen, he's still, I believe, on a work visa, or maybe a green card, he has a very different perspective on the world. He has a very different perspective on America's place in the world and the West's reaction to what goes on in the so-called less developed parts of the world. So I certainly think the potential is there for a whole new flavor of that kind of show. But
actually,
you know,
it brings intelligence, an additional layer of intelligence, because right now we've been insulated into a American-centric
right now
type.
It's been like for 50
well,
years
yeah,
or more
you,
we've
you know
been
what I mean?
Isolated.
We are isolated as just people that only know about America. You know, we don't know the dynamics of how we play internationally. And
we think Mexico is a big international problem.
Yeah, imagine
we
that.
Are so lucky that Mexico is our worst problem on the border.
You know, there was
and Americans, and particularly conservatives, do not understand. You know, the United States, and I've said this many times, it bears repeating, the United States has the longest non-militarized borders in the world. We have something like 7,000 miles of non-militarized border on the north and south.
Right.
And we've got these moronic conservatives who think that militarizing one of those borders, one of those 2,000-mile borders, is a good idea.
You know what is interesting,
idiots.
Mike? Lawrence Wilkerson, Secretary Powell's chief of staff, he came to Houston last week, and I taped him. And he said, you know, we talk about being an exceptional country. And he said, how difficult does it take to, or what does it really take to be exceptional when you have two large oceans on two sides and two peaceful countries on both sides? How exceptional do you really?
Well, that's really exceptional.
And then he said, and you have all the land in the world to grow your crops. You have all the rivers in the world for clean water that you need. He said, I mean, how exceptional do you have to be successful in a land of plenty?
Good point. In other words, it's so easy that even a schmuck could do it.
In effect, that's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said, right. You know, we were blessed with riches of natural resources, riches of just about everything.
Do you know, if I recall my history correctly, when the Europeans first came to the northeastern part of what is now the United States, they actually found soil that was something like 3 feet deep. I mean, that's a really deep, rich soil. Now, of course, we've managed to erode a lot of that and send it down into the Mississippi Delta because, you know, we're great, we're exceptional. But yeah, it's like you've got all the trees in the world, you've got all the ore in the world, you've got all the soil in the world, you've got a native population that can't stand up against you for various biological, social, political, and technological reasons. So yeah, I mean, this was like
it was land
of milk and honey.
It was a gimme.
It was a take me.
Yeah.
It was a take me.
Yeah, it was a take me.
It was a take me.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a good deal.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's raise some money. 713-526-5738. If you like the smorgasbord approach to Think Wing Radio, where we talk about politics, history, science, technology, and other stuff that
I
find myself interested in. Mortgages? Yeah, we've done real estate. We've talked about that. I mean, really, if you like eclectic talk radio, Think Wing Radio is your show. We are not a one-note show.
Not at all. 713-526-5738. Let's keep KPFT solid. Let's keep KPFT in the green. Let's keep KPFT. Let's pay for this 100,000-watt transmitter that we still
own. Yes, let's talk about this 100,000-watt transmitter. Now, 100,000 watts is a capacity. It's not what we broadcast at. I don't think in the United States the FCC permits anyone to broadcast at over 50,000 watts, and even that requires a license to do so. But this new transmitter that replaces our old duct-taped, chicken-wired, spit-glued transmitter that we used to have, this is how it's been explained to me. The transmitter itself is about $180,000. Delivering the transmitter on site was $20,000. So that's $200,000 roughly of cost for the transmitter. Of that, we had to come up with $100,000. And there's like $100,000 that we borrowed from Pacifica that we're going to have to pay back. On top of $150 an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and occasionally 366, that we have to pay to keep this station on the air. This is a lot of money. Now, I'm not saying that if you don't give, if you don't help support this station, that we're going to imminently go off the air. But, you know, I compare it sometimes to that restaurant that you really, really love, but you don't go to that often. And then one day you want to go to it and you find they've closed because they really appreciated the word of mouth. The problem is they actually need you to go there and buy stuff. KPFT isn't so different from that. KPFT is a station that is not supported by corporate contributions. It gets little or nothing in the way of grants. We get a little from Pacifica, but mostly between 90 and 100% of the money that supports this station comes from all you guys listening. Now, I'm going to issue two challenges. One challenge is if you can afford to give to KPFT whatever you can afford, whether it's $5 or $500 or anything in between, whatever you can afford to give to help KPFT stay on the air, your First Amendment, free, diverse speech, community-oriented radio station, 713-526-5738. So that's the first challenge. Actually, help us. Send us some money. Pledge us some money. Here's the second challenge. Tell people about the station. Friends, family, work associates, if there is a show, maybe it's this one, maybe it's Queer Voices, maybe it's one of the music shows, if there is a program that you really enjoy when you catch it on KPFT, share that enjoyment with others. Help us grow the audience. Help people find us. We, in my opinion, okay, and I am the most conservative liberal at this station. I don't get much argument on that. I'm liberal, but I'm the most conservative liberal at this station. It is my feeling from my now several year involvement with KPFT, this is not, and I'm going to say this literally, this is not your grandfather's KPFT. It is still Radio for Peace. The mission hasn't changed. But the voices that come from this station, the messages, the talk, the discussion, the music that comes from this station is so now. It's so contemporary. It's so different. You can't compare what this station broadcasts today with what it was broadcasting even 20 years ago. So, I mean, we're literally talking about your father and your grandfather, or your mother and your grandmother, if you want to be that way. Have people, talk to people about sampling this station. If there's something you love about it, have them sample the thing that you love. Or if you've heard something you think they'll love, suggest they sample the thing that they'll love. Mention that this station is on the air. Mention that this station is a viable listening alternative, that they might actually find something that they really enjoy. You know, it could be Democracy Now. It could be Think Wing Radio. It could be Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. It could be Queer Voices, the show before me. It could be any of the late night shows that do music and commentary. There's so much. Help spread the word. Help us grow the listener base. Help to make KPFT something that people talk about. Make it a buzz thing. Okay? KPFT is your free speech, community-oriented radio station. And it belongs to Houston. 713-526-5738. Hoping to hear from some of you folks out there to help support the station. If this time around you feel like you can't, or if you feel like in the recent past you have and it's a little too soon, that's fine. We're not trying to guilt you into not listening to the station. We want you to listen to the station, and we hope from time to time when you're able you will support it. $40 a year will make you a voting member of the station. You can come to meetings. You can actually have a say in the programming and the running of the station. $25 a year makes you a member. So you can really start with small numbers. Now, if you want to do something like $5 a month or $10 a month, that's an option too. You can put it on a credit card. You can put it on a debit card. We can do a bank draft. Lots of different ways, varying degrees of painless, okay? 713-526-5738.
Won't it feel good being part owner of what goes on at a station?
A share owner, yeah. A share owner of KPFT, in a sense. It's also tax deductible. We are a 501c3 organization. Every dollar that you give, if you itemize your taxes, every dollar that you give to KPFT is a deduction. So if you're looking to, like, change your bracket or something, hey, dump some extra money on us. It's all tax deductible, right? 713-526-5738. One of the things, and just in case I need to do a station ID. You're listening to Think Wing Radio on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Your free speech radio. First Amendment stuff. Someone at the station asked me about Common Core. You've heard about Common Core. It's like this, it's not really federal, which is one of the misunderstandings. It's like the Governor's Association group recommendation for achievement targets. There's a lot of misinformation about Common Core. There's a lot of disinformation about Common Core. You've got a lot of conservatives that anything that sounds even remotely collectivist, and in a sense this is because it's a national, or it's proposed as a national educational standard, they're against it. They're against it. But here's the thing. This is from the homepage. And again, I'm going to be putting these links on today's announcement when I finally post it, which I'm hoping to do between now and Wednesday. Common Core Standards. It's corestandards.org, C-O-R-E standards.org. That's the homepage. And this is, I think, a really, really important quote that describes the goal of the Common Core. Quote, "While the standards set grade-specific goals, they do not define how the standards should be taught or which materials should be used to support students." That's from the homepage of corestandards.org. Now, let me explain the significance of that in the context of much of the discussion and complaining that you hear about Common Core. There was a little gag photo that circulated around, as just one example, where a father wrote a check for something to the school, and he wrote the check in a very, very complicated way that in a letter explaining it said, "This is the way you're teaching math to my child. It's crazy. So I decided to write the check the way you guys decide to teach the math." And he blamed it on Common Core. This may or may not be a true story. It may be what they call apocryphal, which means it didn't actually happen, but maybe it should have happened because it describes it. That is a fallacy, okay? If you have a school or a school district that is teaching math in a way that is profoundly confusing, or teaching English in a way that is profoundly confusing, or teaching history in a way that is profoundly skewed, that's not the fault of Common Core. That's the fault of your school or your district, because they do not define how the children should be taught. They define grade-specific goals. I'm going to tell you a very brief little story. When I was in public school, way back, popularity increased around something called the new math. So I would say I was probably in like the fourth or fifth grade, and at that time we were like learning long division, long addition, multiplication, those sorts of things. And I was having a hard time getting it. They were talking about, oh, you know, you take, if you have 11 ones, you leave one one in the one column, and then you take those 10 ones and put them in the tens column, and you don't actually carry anything. You just have to add tens. And I never understood it, ever. One night I was at a friend's house, and the dad was helping my friend with the math homework. It was not a lot of homework, so it was not going to take long. And they started doing this long addition and this multiplication. And I told him, you know, I was having a little trouble kind of getting it. And he showed me very, very simply. It's like, well, you do this, and if it comes out to 19, you put the 9 here, you carry the 1. Carrying, of course, was like against the law in the new math. And I understood it. He showed this to me, and within literally like 15 minutes, I got it. I totally understood it. When I went back to school and I started doing it, the teacher started, you know, like marking it partially wrong because of the way I was carrying. And then when the teacher tried to explain it, she explained it in such a way that I got so confused that for a little while I just couldn't do it. And then finally I just decided to ignore the teacher and just do it the way I understood it, because ultimately the important thing is to get the right answer. How you get the right answer is not necessarily as important as getting the right answer. So I am sympathetic, very sympathetic, to people that complain about how certain subjects are taught. Are they taught in a way that brings clarity, or are they taught in a way that causes or precipitates confusion? But that is not the fault, the cause, or the problem of Common Core. Common Core, quote, "While the standards set grade-specific goals, they do not define how the standards should be taught or which materials should be used to support students." So if your district or school is doing it in a way that drives you and your kid crazy, not the fault of Common Core. That's the fault of local people, which is why you should vote in that off your election, because those are the folks that make these decisions. The goal, as explained in the Common Core State Standards Initiative from Wikipedia. Wikipedia actually gave me a lot of clarity on this, because when you go to the Common Core site, a lot of it is sort of written in academic ease. Very dense stuff, very hard to sort through. I felt that the Wikipedia page really explained this with much greater clarity. And again, I'll be providing a link, but you can just go to Wikipedia and search Common Core. One of the things that I highlighted, Common Core seeks to establish consistent educational standards across the states, as well as ensure that students graduating from high school are prepared to enter credit-bearing courses at 2 or 4 year college programs or to enter the workforce. And there's a whole lot of other stuff there. But among the things that I highlighted, let's see. 42 of the 50 states plus the District of Columbia are members of the Common Core State Standards Initiative. No big surprise here. The states of Oklahoma, Texas, Virginia, Alaska, Nebraska, Indiana, and South Carolina did not adopt the initiative at a state level. Minnesota has adopted only the English language arts standard, but not the math standard. Several states that initially adopted it have since decided to repeal or replace it, and those states include Indiana, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. Notice there's a very sort of red tendency toward this stuff. Common Core state standards have drawn support and criticism from various political perspectives. Let's see. In 2012, Tom Lovelace of the Brookings Institution called, and I believe that's a sort of left-leaning institution, called into question whether the standards will have any effect, and said they have done little to equalize academic achievement within the states. I guess that's partly because so many states don't want to go with Common Core. The Libertarian Cato Institute claimed that, quote, "It is not the least bit paranoid to say the federal government wants a national curriculum." Well, it's a little bit paranoid to say that. Yeah, it is at least the least bit paranoid, because, again, all it does is specify what students should know at each grade level and describes the skills that they must acquire in order to achieve college or career readiness, quote unquote. So you can teach the kids anything you want. In addition, you have to teach them what is required of the Common Core. So if you want to teach them that the United States won World War II by itself, with no allies, if you really want to teach that, you can. But if it's a little different at the Common Core level, they have to know that too. Alternative history is very big in science fiction. Some conservatives have assailed the program as a federal top-down takeover of state and local education systems. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said that her state should not, quote, "relinquish control of education to the federal government. Neither should we cede it to the consensus of other states." This, of course, is because, as we know, South Carolina has the highest-ranked educational system in the United States and therefore has nothing to learn nor gain by considering going with something like Common Core, which sets standards. Because South Carolina has the best educational system in the country. They don't need Common Core. They excel beyond Common Core, right? Right? Not so much. Okay, you're listening to Think Wing Radio on KPFT 90.1 FM. I'm Mike Koenig. My engineer tonight is Egberto Willis, as usual. He has his show Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m., Politics Done Right. Here, we talk about politics and all kinds of other smorgasbordy things. So maybe sometimes we should call it smorgasbord radio.
I think Think Wing is appropriate. It makes you think of many things.
Think Wing is great. So it's sort of a Think Wing smorgasbord.
Think Wing.
All right. If you would like to help support this kind of really general smorgasbordy information and talk, it would be great if you would help to support Think Wing Radio and KPFT. 713-526-5738. Credit card, debit card, checks, cash. You want to come by the station, say hi? Bring some cash. We're good with that. You want to donate a car? Maybe it's sitting in the driveway. Maybe your spouse has been getting on your butt. When are you going to work on that car? You said you were going to restore it. You bought it in an auction. You haven't done anything to it. You know, sometimes you can create peace in your family, and as a fringe benefit, you can help support KPFT by donating that clunker. So just think about all the myriad ways that you can help to support KPFT. You can support it with money. You can support it with material donations. We'll take foreign currency and convert it. Alternatively, you can support it by telling your friends about KPFT, suggesting they sample it at 90.1, or if you're like in Galveston, 89.5, Goodrich Livingston, 90.3, Huntsville, 91.9. But if you're in those places listening on those frequencies, you know that. Suggest to people that they sample it. If you have a show you love, suggest that they listen to it and see what they think. If there's a show that you don't love but you think they might, suggest that to them. Help us tell the world, help us tell the community about this station. Remind them we're here. Remind them what we do. Remind them we are not the same station that, by the way, the Ku Klux Klan bombed.
Twice.
And we're not, I mean, we're sort of the same station. We're still Radio for Peace. We're also First Amendment radio, free speech radio, diversity radio, multi-topic, multi-intellectual, and occasionally just simple fun radio.
Everybody's welcome radio.
Everybody's welcome radio. You've got me. I'm the most conservative liberal at the station. So if you're a conservative and you ever want to call my show and talk when we're not raising money and sending you straight to Pledge Central, you know, I'm happy to talk to conservatives. I'm happy to listen to what they believe and why they believe it. And then if and when I disagree with them, we can talk about it. And then at the end, we may have to agree to disagree. But that's why I call it Think Wing Radio, because I don't just want to talk to the lefties that agree with me or the righties that agree with me. I want to talk to everybody who wants to call, and if I want to have a contrary discussion with them, that's great. If they teach me something, which occasionally happens, that's terrific. Sometimes I go and do some additional research. Sometimes, like Jerry, he gave me something to read. I haven't read it yet, but I swear I promise to. Okay, so I do learn stuff from the people that call. That's one of the great things about doing this show on this station.
Okay, Mike, we need to tell them the number to call to
donate
to the show.
I was just about to.
Go ahead.
713-526. I was just getting there. 713-526-5738. You can call from your car. You do, because you're probably listening to this in your car. The vast majority of people do. You can call us from your car. Of course, it would be great if you had speed dial, you know, then you're calling KPFT all the time. Or, in most cases, you can voice dial, so you don't have to really distract yourself from the road excessively. It is not essential that you immediately reach into your pocket while you're driving in the dark, trying to read a credit card. That's not necessary. Call 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Or, as some people call it, 713-JAM-KPFT. That's mostly the music folks that call it that. Call the station. Speak to Bob or Bobby or whoever's answering the phones. Just tell them, well, basically ask, give them what they ask for. They're going to ask for things like your name, your email, your mailing address, your contact phone, and, of course, how much you want to pledge to help support KPFT. And you don't have to give them your credit card or debit card information right away. You can be reminded. We can send you an email. We can send you a reminder statement about your pledge. You can call back later with the information. Never send credit card information by email, by the way. Never, never, ever. That's a bad idea. But you can call when you are able to, or we can email or call to remind you. There are just so many different convenient ways to help support this station. 713-526-5738. Egberto, you want to literally and figuratively pitch in here?
Well, what I'd like to tell folks is that we have been, for the last several decades, we have been complaining about radio. We've been complaining about media. We've always known that trickle-down economics, Reaganomics, bad policies have continuously gotten a break from the mainstream media. Here at KPFT, our news department, our talk radio hosts actually give in-depth coverage of all these particular issues from the right point of view,
Well, and you know, even that, you know, there's nothing to say that just because it's left or liberal, it's correct.
That's why I said I'd never place the left, right, or anything on it. I said the correct point of view. As an example, when we come to a program like mine, let's say Politics Done Right on your Think Wing Radio,
you've got facts and then you've got opinion. Exactly. And it's important to distinguish between the two.
And what we are saying is we distinguish when something is an opinion or when something is fact. It is a fact that Glass-Steagall was repealed. It is a fact that Glass-Steagall allowed the commingling of investment monies and banking monies. These are facts, irrefutable facts.
We need Glass-Steagall Redux.
Exactly. So, folks, 713-526-573. If you didn't understand those terms that we just used,
then you need to listen to the station more.
Then you would actually see what we bring to the body politic, what we bring to the discourse, why it is important, in fact, for us to be here in the discourse, because those are a lot of things that mainstream media isn't going to tell you. And there are two reasons they're going to say they won't give you that information. One, they're going to say you don't want to know it. And the other one, they won't say it too loudly. They want to say you couldn't understand it. We have a different theory. Our theory is that the American populace is very, very intelligent.
And they're hungry for knowledge.
And hungry for knowledge. They've just been fed fast food. Food that tastes very good, very well, good tasting food.
But makes you sick.
Make you sick and that it's very empty. We give you good food. 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738. Mike only has 7 minutes for you to call and make his goal. So please give a call. You know, Mike has a whole lot of listeners, and a whole lot of listeners that have never given before. In this time of need, I think it is appropriate for us to ask if you are able to provide Mike with one coffee a month. That is a $3.34 a month donation pledge to the station. They'll take it out of your credit card. $3.34 every month.
That's a rounding error.
Why don't you, if you've never given before, but you've always listened to Mike, give this number a call. 713-526-5738. Takes 60 to 90 seconds to take your pledge. And think about you having ownership in what we provide for this station. And think about you being able to walk up to this door and say, I am a pledger. I am a member of KPFT 90.1 FM. I want to be a part of this. I'm coming to the green room to see what you guys are doing in there. I am coming in to see what's going on in here because I am family. 713-526-5738. 3-8. Come on, let's get those phones ringing. I know it's kind of late. Just give us 60 to 90 seconds of your time. Give Mike, give this pledge to KPFT. Remember, it's really a pledge to KPFT, not to Mike. It's a
but
pledge.
It's nice to know if you want the show to continue on the air, and supporting the show at giving to KPFT during the show is a way of saying you support the show.
Right. And Mike, we know that there are a lot of people out there that support that supports your show because we hear about your show. We hear about your show. So, folks, I know you're listening out there. Let's give Mike a call, 713-526-5738. We have about 4 minutes to take your pledge. You can do it, 713. It's not going to be the other person. It's going to be you, 713-526-5738. We really need that call. Mike has done something a bit different from a lot of the other pitchers here, and that is Mike has given us a bit of a show as he's been pitching, which, you know, quite a few of us didn't do quite that. So again, the number is 713-526-5738. Let me hear those phones ring. I need to hear the phone ring. Give me a call. 713-526-5738.
I want to also sort of take off on something you said. You know, we talk about the mainstream media. First of all, an irony is that Fox News has such a large listenership that, technically speaking, while we don't consider them news, they are part of the mainstream media. The irony is enormous. They keep saying, oh, the mainstream media is terrible, listen to Fox. But, I mean, they're big enough, they are not alternative media. So let's talk about mainstream media versus alternative media. There are almost 200 radio stations. I've said this, I know, many times, so forgive me if you've heard it before. But there are almost 200 AM and FM radio stations in Houston, and about half of them are owned by six corporations. The most of the remainder, one company owns 2, 3, 4, 5 stations. So you've got an enormous concentration of media ownership, which translates into a lack of diversity in terms of the music you hear, the opinions you hear, the advertisements you hear. We don't do advertisements, by the way, because we're not corporate sponsored. So you tend to hear a lot of the same thing because they're mostly owned by the same companies. That is what makes KPFT important. That is what makes KPFT singular. What I have learned, I don't distrust NBC News or ABC News or Reuters or Associated Press. I don't distrust them. I just don't think that they offer a complete picture. I read them. I think they provide useful information. But alternative media, good alternative media, which certainly is not all of it, provides you other things that you may not think the style is terribly professional. Maybe it's semi-professional, but can be still factually accurate. KPFT may not sound like your 6 o'clock network news. We may be a little less polished than that. But you know what? We are an important voice in this community. We offer things that you can listen to and learn from that you will not hear anyplace else. And still have fun listening, by the way. We're not talking about force-feeding stuff. It's like, oh my God, I have to learn this now. No, no, no. You can turn the dial anytime you want. So we're all going to try to be entertaining in our own way. But we need your support to do it. I've got a minute and a half to ask you. So please do call 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. 5738. I'll touch on one other thing real fast. And Egberto said, and I've been making a real effort to try to mix in an actual interesting show with my pitching. I think that's really, really important. And I will say this one last thing. People often ask me, so where should I get my news? I think, and Egberto and I have agreed on this, a good news aggregator. I happen to use Google. Google News has gotten me to look at the Christian Science Monitor, which is, by the way, a good periodical. I actually now go to India Times occasionally, Hindustan Times, Irish Times, London Times. I mean, there are a lot of BBC, Al Jazeera. There are an enormous number of good news sources in the world, good news sources, as opposed to propaganda that you can find that will help fill in a lot of the gaps for you to understand the world around you. KPFT is a part of that. KPFT, that's part of what we do. That's part of our mission. So the last time I'll be able to ask this hour, 713-526-5738. Please support Think Wing Radio. Please support KPFT, 713-526-5738.